So welcome to the Office CSSA call today on the 4th of June. On the call we have Olivier Crippin-Leblanc, Jim Galvin, and Mikey O'Connor. From ICANN staff we have Bart Boswinkel, Patrick Jones, Julia Hedlund, and Christina Nordstrom. And I have not received any apologies for this call.
Great. Welcome all. I'm just sort of fumbling along trying to get my screen up here. I think this is going to be a short call, partly because your co-chair is exhausted and partly because I don't think there's a whole lot of course correction to do. But one of the things I wanted to start working on today was the slide deck for the update, because that's one of my next projects, is to put that together. I'm sort of shooting the done by next week. So that's sort of the main event today. We'll skip through the report real quick, but there isn't a new version, and we'll touch bases on Prague. Anything else that people want to add to the agenda? Anything on people's minds?
Mike, okay. Bart?
Yeah, go ahead, Bart.
I just sent you last week, say, you said something about the charter that's online. Mm-hmm. So I've updated it. I sent you a copy around what I want to post. It includes, the dates of the approval of the participating SOs and ACs as well. But I just want to flag there is one topic or issue that's still open, and that's at the end of say, the life cycle of the DSSA, when the participating SOs and ACs have to inform the working group that they've done something with the report. But we can skip it until next week as well. But maybe that's something to put on the agenda. I'll resend the email.
Yeah, I've got it up on the screen. Does everybody have that? I was thinking that that was for the report, but I didn't pay any attention. I just went ahead and put it in my to-do pile, but you're right. This is all about the charter. Let's put this on next week. Agenda, and let me stare at it for a while. And because one of the action items that I carried out of the meeting on Thursday was to write a little piece about sort of the ongoing effort. We talked a bit about this on the call, and this. This sort of plays into that, too. So, yeah, let's defer this one. Thanks, Bart, for pointing this out. I completely missed boat on that one. Let me put on this. That in there so we don't forget. Any other ones like that? That's a good one. And maybe we can touch on that a bit. What you see in front of you is all of the pictures in the report. Just roll down a little bit. As you can see, we have plenty of material for an update deck. And the question I have for you all is sort of, what's your preference? And I'll give you an example. You have a slide that looks like this. It's just one slide that has the whole um, compound sentence apology in it. And we have sort of animated versions where they step through one by one. And the question for you all is, which of these would you like, and would you like the little animation, or would you prefer to just have one slide to do? I'll give you another example of a possible animation. We have a slide that, or a series of slides that sort of walk through the five big, these are sort of eye charts because they have an awful lot of text, so these may not be a good example. But we have that same series because I built a slide to make, and again, you could either take the animated version and step through them and talk to those, or you could just take a single version like that and talk to all five points. So I just wanted to get a sense from you as to, I'm going to go back to the summary picture of the whole deck, as to which of these slides you especially like, actually want to talk to in your updates to your respective ACs and SOs.
So this is Jim.
Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
I generally prefer, in this particular case, I would like to have the full deck with all the stuff there, because I find, if at least for me, if I need to speed up and go through things quickly, you can always skip through the animated slides relatively quickly with each sentence that you're offering. And you could start with, you block the animated slides, the individual ones which are highlighting particular sections, you block it in the beginning with a full slide and at the end. Or sometimes, depending on what you're doing, you might leave the one in the beginning off so that you can step through quickly. And, when you get to the last one and you see it all, you can always pause there for a moment for your last couple of sentences that you're trying to offer, and also gives people a second look. They can't read the shaded things as you're stepping through them, but if they need to go back and review, you can give them a few seconds to see the whole thing complete. So I would just speed up your animated
thing. Great to me. Maybe the thing to do is, rather than build you your own deck, maybe I send you a tool that's got all these slides in it, and then you can build a deck that meets your own needs and style. How about that approach? That works great for me, because then I don't have to do anything except do this file. Olivier, any thoughts about that? Put on the spot. He's probably... There you go.
No, yeah, I was muted. Sorry, I didn't catch this. Sorry.
Well, the question on the table is whether to build you a update deck. What we've been doing in the past is we've built a single update slide deck for all of us to use with our respective presentations to our ACs and SOs. And I'm happy to do that again. But another approach would be simply to take the deck, which has all the slides in it, and send it to you, and let you build your own update deck this time around. And I'm curious to what your reaction is to that. And Jürgen, Mark, if you guys are on the call, feel free to chime in too. Any thoughts about that, Olivier?
Thanks, Mikey. It's Olivier for the transcript. I'd be okay with it. The only thing that concerns me is the added amount of, of work that one would do, having to ship through a concise, short presentation, because I think the amount of time I've allocated in the at-large advisory committee is something like 10 to 12 minutes or so. And going through 24 slides or more, I think it's even more than that, is
oh, heavens. My presumption would be that you wouldn't go through them all. That what you would do is you would take the slides that you want out of this, but we view all of them so that you can then...
I take three or four slides. Then the second concern I have then is to have uniformity across the line as to what we each say to our SO and AC, because I might choose... four slides that Jörg might not be choosing or that you might not be choosing in the JNSO Council.
Yeah, there is that issue, that's for sure. Well,
so
what
if
I could do is I could do...
If we can coordinate across the groups, the four of us, then that's fine. That's fine.
Maybe I send you a long version and a short version. And then you can choose between them. Because I tend to follow Jim's camp. I tend to spin through a bunch of slides as an animation as I talk. You know, so, for example, I might talk through... No, not this one. Let me get to the right version. This one. You know, I might talk through five slides in less than a minute. Because I would just be saying, essentially a sentence about each of these, where somebody else might feel more comfortable just having one slide and working their way through the stuff on the side. But I think you're probably right. It's probably a good idea to have the same structure for the whole deck so that we all cover the same point. So maybe what I'll do is I'll push out two versions, one with the animations and one without, and then you can pick between them. But I'll go ahead and do a deck that hits the high points, because I think the main themes that we want to hit are... you know, I think we want to talk a little bit about this scope stuff that we ran into. We certainly want to talk about the big risk scenarios. And then we have to figure out some way that's not an eye chart to... Well, I guess then the other thing we want to do is work through the methodology. Let me thin this out a bit. And my thought was that I might put some notes in for you. When you're all presenting... Are you using the notes page of the note capability of PowerPoint or not? If you're not using it, I won't put those so in. My go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, so this is Jim. I personally don't use them, but I do sometimes find the information that you put there helpful.
Okay.
So they're nice reference points. But I typically don't put anything there.
Yeah, okay. I will I'll go ahead and put it in. It's always easier to see them than it is to create it on the fly right at the last minute. Olivier's got his hand up. Is that a new... I haven't been looking.
It certainly is a new hand, Mikey. It's Olivier for the transcript. It's my other hand this time.
Okay.
quick question on this. You want to use PowerPoint with the notes capability. Have you checked it out with Adobe Connect, because it might clash? I know that Adobe sometimes is a little little bizarre with those things, and it might not actually display the slides correctly. Usually we try and go for PDFs.
I was thinking that probably you as the presenter might be using PowerPoint on your local machine, just stepping through a slide deck at the same time that the slides are unraveling on the screen. But I wasn't expecting that the notes would show up on the screen.
Good point. Yeah, that's fine. That works.
Yeah, because Adobe doesn't take PowerPoint in native format. It pretty much insists on having a PDF file to display. So this is really more, you know, for you to rehearse and for you to use during the actual presentation if you want. Okay, I think I've got a sense of where we're going. Let me take a stab at it, and we'll walk through it next week. I just want to get a sense of what you needed and stuff. Mark, I'm assuming that you're doing your stuff a different day, right? Are you on the call? I don't even, maybe I'm speaking to a person that's not even on the call. I am. It's been difficult of my weekend speaking to people that aren't even there. I mean, anything else about the update deck before we move on? Okay. This is sort of the milestones that we're getting pretty close to done. The one thing that I left undone, really, is the, except for the appendices, which are a shambles, and I will work on those this week, too. But the reason I left the ongoing DSSA question in red is because I need to write a paragraph or two about that for the report after our call on Thursday. And so I left that there partly as a reminder to me and partly because it's done yet. So except for that, the appendixes are a mess, but I think they'll get better this week. So that's kind of where we're at. Is there anything else? I think this could be a pretty short call, you know. I don't have much in the way of needs. I know pretty clearly what I need to get done this week. And so, unless there's a whole lot on people's minds, I think we'll just call up pretty early and get on to our respective days. But if there's anything on this list that you can see in front of you, that you'd like to talk about, this is a good time to do that. Otherwise, I'd wrap up at this stage, and I'll stagger off to start getting all this stuff done. Okay, I think that's it for today's call then. Christina, I think you can wrap up the recording, and thanks all for joining in. Sorry I'm so out of it. I'm still recovering from this amazing weekend that I spent my college band, and I'll continue to recover and have good stuff for you later this week. Thanks all. Talk to you soon.
Okay,
thanks Mikey. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Mikey. Bye. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.